And joining us is Puzzle Master Will Shorts. Hi, Will.
Hi, Frank.
You all partied out for the balls last night?
That's right. Just one party after another.
Have you ever combed through those presidential speeches to find ways to turn some of those words into riddles if they're not already?
I don't know. I don't think those are very playful.
All right. Well, listen, can you give us the challenge you gave us last week?
Yes, it revolved around the word inauguration. I said among its letters you can pick out new, G-N-U, and also inside the letters you'll find the letters of goat and iguana. And I asked, what is the longest animal name you can find in inauguration? And I said, no letter can be used more often than it appears in inauguration.
A lot of folks gave it a try. What's the answer?
The answer is orangutan, which uses 9 of the 12 letters.
All right, and as I said, a lot of folks chipped in on this when we had 1,700 entries.
Oof.
Our winner chosen at random, as always, is Emily Buchiever, who's from Brunswick, Maine. Hi, Emily.
Hello.
How long did it take you to do this?
Oh, about 5 minutes.
Yeah?
I had to stare at it for a while.
Yeah.
And suddenly, it jumped out.
All right. Well, congratulations. You get to play Puzzle on the air. Are you ready?
I guess.
Okay, we'll meet Emily.
Hi, Will.
Hi, Emily.
All right.
I'm going to read you some sentences. Each sentence has two blanks. Take the word that goes in the first blank, change the last letter to a P, as in Peter, and you'll get a new word that goes in the second blank to complete the sentence. For example, if I said, to cut the blank neatly, you'll have to blank the mower's handle firmly. You would say grass and grasp, as in to cut the grass neatly, you'll have to grasp the mower's handle firmly.
All right,
number one. To test the ripeness of a melon, place your blank on its rind and blank it with your forefinger.
Thumb, thump.
Excellent. Thumb and thump. Number two, the cowboy put on his 10-blank hat and rode off at a blank.
I think the hat here is the big clue, right? A 10...
It sounds like you want gallon and gallop, but...
That is correct.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Well, you have to change the O to it.
The last letter. Okay.
Yeah.
Yep, excellent. Here's a tougher one. Residents of blank, Idaho, put lots of blank on their french fries.
Ketchum, ketchup.
Ketchum, Idaho, and ketchup. Excellent. If I ever see you blank in self-pity, I'm going to blank you but good.
I'm not registering that one.
Do you want to jump in, Frank?
Would it be wallow and wallop?
Yeah, I want to wallop you, but
yeah.
Try this. It is blank lunacy to try to make a blank an indoor pet.
Shear sheep.
Excellent.
Oh, yeah.
An Indian religious teacher, like a blank, is said to know everything, but don't blank him with questions.
Oh, Swami Swamp.
Yes.
Oh, good.
When you use a classroom projector, your transparent blank will naturally blank the sides of the machine. You're looking for one of those machines where you put the plastic transparencies on to show an image on a screen.
Not registering on this one either.
Well, all I can see here, and I'm not sure this is it here, a slide and slip? No?
No, it's a much bigger item than that.
Transparent...
And I'll tell you it starts with an O.
Overlay, overlap.
Transparent overlay will overlap the sides of the machine.
There you go.
Good. Here's probably the toughest one. The crop spraying pilot will take his pet blank when he begins to blank from field to field. Here it is again. The crop spraying pilot will take his pet blank when he begins to blank from field to field. And here you need to know a word which is like when a pilot flies low over fields, dropping spray, what you call that action.
Yeah. Okay.
And I said this was a tough one. Well, why don't I just tell you? He will take his pet hedgehog when he begins to hedgehop from...
Will, nobody has a pet hedgehog. There are no pet hedgehogs.
I was desperate on that one.
Okay, go ahead.
And here's your last one. It's a triple. Change the last letter twice, and in the third occurrence, the word ends in P. An experienced deep sea diver has seen his blank of blank bites, so he knows he must always stay blank.
Shark, what is it? His share, shark.
He has seen his share of shark bites, so he knows he must always stay sharp. Is correct.
Sharp. Yeah.
Yep.
Good job.
Very good, Emily. Very, very nice indeed. There were a couple I couldn't get, especially the Indian. You know, I'm stuck on guru and gurp, which, you know, wouldn't have gotten us anywhere, but you did a great job. And for playing our puzzle today, you get the weekend edition lapel pin, the Merriam-Webster New Encyclopedia, Scrabble Deluxe Edition from Milton Bradley, and from Times Books, The Puzzle Master Presents, a collection of mind twisters heard right here on Weekend Edition Sunday. Emily, what's your public radio station?
WMEA.
Great. Emily Bucheever from Brunswick, Maine, thanks so much for playing Puzzle.
Thank you very much.
And Will, can you give us a new challenge to work with for next week?
Yes, this week's challenge comes from listener Terry Dean of Shawnee, Kansas. Take the phrase might and main. Switch the vowels in the two words and you get mate and mine. Of course, this doesn't make any sense. Well, think of another familiar phrase in the form blank and blank, in which both words start with M. Switch the vowels and you'll get two common boys' names. Blank and blank, two common boys' names starting with M. What names are they?
All right, that'll keep you busy, and when you have your answer, send us a postcard to Weekend Edition Sunday Puzzle, National Public Radio, 635 Massachusetts Avenue Northwest, Washington, D.C., 20001. Our email address, puzzle@npr.org. That's P-U-Z-Z-L-E @npr.org. And one entry per person, please. The deadline, Thursday, 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Please include both your daytime and evening phone numbers, and we'll call you if you're our winner. And you'll get to play Puzzle on the Air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Edition's Puzzle Master, Will Shortz, who joins us from New York. Thanks, Will.
Thanks a lot, Frank.